welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord for our time together, and I pray the Lord will bless you and move in your life and grant unto you your heart's desires as you delight yourself in Him. That's what His Word says. Well, we've been looking yesterday as we brought the broadcast to a close at Isaiah, the 33rd chapter. And in verse 14 and 15, the Word talks about the righteousness of God. Let me read it for you. The sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness hath surprised the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with a devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? It gives the answer. Verse 15, he that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppression, that restraineth his hands from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil. All of Judah owed God a debt of thanksgiving for deliverance. Not all the godly are worthy to enter the temple courts, because the Lord searches the heart. He knows where someone is really at. The Pharisees, Sadducees of the time of Jesus looked very righteous, but he had some harsh words of rebuke to say to them. David said in Psalm 15, 1 and 2, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. Elsewhere in Psalms it says, who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul to vanity nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing of the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Beloved, the Lord he's moving. He's going to be judging the earth. He's going to be separating the goat nations and the sheep nations. But every person is going to stand before the Lord. And God wants us to be wholehearted in our service for Him. And some of you listening, you've got loved ones that are backslid. Maybe they've been hurt in church, but they know about the Lord, but they're just caught up in the things of their own life, and they don't really want to hear anything else. Well, God declares in verses 16 and 17, this is for those who are serving Him wholeheartedly. He shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions, or strongholds, if you will, of rocks. Bread shall be given Him, His waters shall be sure. It talks about security. It talks about safety. And then in verse 17, it says, thine eyes shall see the King in His beauty. Hallelujah. They shall behold the land that is very far off. I think perhaps one of the things that can contribute most to an awareness of God's presence, His purposes in our daily lives, is to remember, to recall that our lifetimes, however long they may be, are a very short span of time in terms of eternity. We are citizens of heaven if we've acknowledged and accepted Jesus and made Him our Lord, not just Savior, but Lord. In other words, He has the right to direct and to speak into our lives, and we respond in obedience to whatever He would lay upon our hearts. And it's nothing foolish. The Spirit of the Lord is filled with wisdom. That's there's no question. He won't have us do foolish things, and that's why there are safeguards given in the New Testament. We need to be in fellowship with other Christians. I know many that just, well, they feel they're saved, but they don't go to church. I don't know about your circle of friends or those people you know. They confess to be Christians, but they don't go to church. And whatever reason they have, and it's not necessarily that they're working. If someone's working, the job requires it, well, then that, of course, is understandable. But there are many that are lukewarm, half-hearted in their service, and God is wanting to stir His people up. He's wanting to us to get a vision of the land that is very far off, where we're headed. We are headed to be with the Lord for all the ages of eternity. Loved ones we've known that have served the Lord, they're already there. They're waiting for us. But we have a task to do. So I'd like to pause just for a moment and pray. Father, you see everyone who's listening. There are those, Father, who are asking for you to make clear to them, make the path straight before them. Let them know your will for this time, this season in their lives. And there are others, there's moms and dads listening whose children and relatives are serve the Lord once, but they've gone off to walk in their own way. And Father, we know that your heart is ever toward the prodigal son. We recall that beautiful parable where Jesus spoke about the father who was greatly humiliated and shamed by the son's request at that point in time, because that was something you never did to demand your inheritance while the father was still living. But he went off, did his thing, had riotous living, woke up finally, came to himself, the scriptures say, when he was in the pig pen. And you see how the father received him with open arms, and they killed the fatted calf and put a ring on his finger, sandals on his feet. So we want to see God do that for us. So Father, I lift those who have loved ones who are no longer walking in close fellowship with you or with the body of Christ. And Father, we break the rebellion, the whatever woundedness, Lord, we ask you to heal. Lord, you are perfect. There is no flaw. There's no fault in you. But unfortunately, Lord, sometimes your people cause wounding to others. So, Father, we're asking you to just send out that gospel net and bring them back in. Do a quick work, Lord, that we can rejoice and see those who have been lost, those who are out there in the world, those who once had an experience in God, brought back into the safety and security of the love of Jesus. We thank you for it. Hallelujah. Well, let's go back to Isaiah and verse 18. Let me read that. Thine heart shall meditate terror. Oh, where is the scribe? Where is the receiver? Where is he that counteth the towers? God then declares that the presence of the enemy will ultimately be banished, leaving a land with wide horizons, and then with undivided minds, the worshipers will be able to see their God in his beauty. That's verse 17. That 18 refers, of course, to the enemy of God. And your heart will, when it says verse 18, your heart will meditate on terror. Where is he who counts? Where is he who weighs? Where is he who counts the towers? 1 Corinthians 1 and 20 states, where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? Verse 19, you will no longer see a fierce people, a people of unintelligible speech, which no one comprehends, or a stammering tongue, which no one understands. Verse 20, look up, Zion, the city of our appointed feast. Your eyes shall see Jerusalem, an undisturbed habitation, a tent which shall not be folded. Its stakes shall never be pulled up, nor any of its cords torn apart. That's the safety and security of being with the Mighty One of Israel. Verse 21, but there the Majestic One, the Lord, shall be for us. But there the glorious Lord will be unto us a place of broad rivers and streams, wherein shall go no galley with oars, neither shall gallant ship pass thereby. Verse 22, for the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king, he will save us. Can you say amen? Praise God. Just a few more scriptures. Isaiah 25 and 9 states, and it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. This is where we're at right now. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We've waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. And Isaiah 35, 4 and 7 says, say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert, and the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. And in chapter 33, verse 24, the last scripture, I know I've given a lot of scriptures this broadcast, and no resident will say, I am sick. The people who dwell there will be forgiven their iniquity. Beloved, we need the Lord to stir up our spirits, stir to give us that vision of the land that is very far off. Stir us to give a vision of the Lord Jesus who we serve. Stir us with strength and energy and anointing to be used of him. Father, we ask all these things in the mighty, matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that name which is above every name. Father, we thank you that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Father, we thank you for this time. And beloved, if you have loved ones that are afar off and you have specific needs yourself personally, please feel free to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Should you email, I will confirm receipt and, of course, pray. But if you would like a personal answer through the mail, just share your mailing address, never to be shared, and I will get back to you with what I know will be a blessing to your heart. I love the Lord, and I love all of you. I pray for you every day. And some of it we may never meet until we're with the Lord, but know that my heart is always, every day, praying for my partners as well as for my radio family. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.